Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. Today we're going to be talking with Amy Boss, who's the Director of State and Federal Affairs for NetChoice, talking about the internet, free speech, the FTC, and how they're coming after, frankly, our free speech. Coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
The open road on a brand new Harley, or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and seven brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. And today I'm talking with Amy Boss, who's the Director of State and Federal Affairs with NetChoice. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. So tell me a little bit, what is NetChoice?
Yes, so NetChoice is a right-of-center trade association which works to make the internet safe for free enterprise and free expression. One of the issues we have worked on quite a bit this year is that of antitrust and competition policy. We also work on a number of other tech issues, such as content moderation issues and privacy.
Fascinating. So the reason we're talking today, and I just did an interview the other day with somebody about the FTC suing Kroger and Albertsons. So FTC has been a little on the busy side lately, and I just wanted to check, I kind of looked up antitrust. It said the consumer welfare standard has been the guiding principle of antitrust law, emphasizing a simple question. Does the conduct make consumers better off or worse off? Does it ensure that the federal action of the federal enforcers are based on the impact on consumers rather than on arbitrary measures? So antitrust is supposed to be protecting consumers, but it seems like the FTC is just going after companies because they're big.
And that's absolutely right.
Big doesn't necessarily hurt consumers. So
yeah, that's absolutely right. I think what we've seen coming out of the Biden administration and their aggressive antitrust agenda, I think it's actually been pretty shocking, not only to Republicans, but even some Democrats as well. You're right, for close to 50 years, antitrust law has focused on whether or not consumers are being harmed. Pretty straightforward, right? We want to make sure that competition policy, antitrust law, it remains narrowly focused on protecting the consumer and not used as a vehicle for a political or economic agenda, that really has the potential to threaten American innovation and economic growth. So you mentioned the FTC. I would also throw in the DOJ in that conversation as well. They've really been targeting some of America's best, greatest companies. Yes, they're very large, right? And we've seen more of a shift to kind of this European style focus of antitrust, where it is going after big is bad kind of view, and prioritizing some of the progressive policies. And we want to make sure, you know, we aren't Europe. We have created some of the best tech companies here in America. And I think it's clear that the U.S., you know, because they have taken a very different approach than Europe, that the American approach is winning.
So there's got to be a concern that, I think of all the lawsuits and then all the money that being spent on lawyers instead of research and development. So I'm kind of concerned of, we have real competition coming from China and other countries. Are you concerned that this, overregulation and sometime restrictive legislation can stifle innovation?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And I'll use the example of artificial intelligence, right? So we have two very different approaches coming from the parties. You have the Biden administration, who announced an executive order on AI, wants the government to have a heavy-handed approach there and regulation, whereas former President Trump has said he will repeal that executive order. They put it in their GOP platform. They want to see AI is here, it's going to grow, and we can decide who do we want to be and lead in this area. And if it's not going to be the U.S., it is going to be one of our adversaries, such as China.
So how does this hurt consumers in the big picture? If the FTC gets its way and wins all the lawsuits against Amazon and Google and Meta and everybody, how is this impacting consumers now? And into the future, I guess, even. Yeah.
Talking about breaking up some of these companies, I mean, that's essentially the goal here. So let's talk about Amazon and Amazon Prime. I don't know about you. I am an Amazon Prime customer. I love that I can order something on the internet and tomorrow morning it is there when I need it. You take a look at some of the surveys out there. People trust Amazon Prime. They love it. These are companies that Americans love. And I think, you know, when you're looking at legislation or court cases that have the potential to break up this company, I think that does harm consumers, whether it means lack of innovation, less money going to research and development, and just breaking up, you know, a service that Americans trust and love.
You know, COVID caused a major shift in consumer behavior, and we went to more online. So it seems like now in a time when we're more dependent online, we're more dependent on tech, we're more dependent on AI, the government's trying to come in and essentially try to regulate something that, I mean, the horse is out of the barn at this point to some extent.
It is. There's lots of competition out there too, right? Consumers have so many choices of where to shop, whether it be Walmart, Target, Amazon. And that's what we love to see. There's competition both online and between brick and mortar stores. And I think you're absolutely right. During COVID, we all became more and more reliant on the internet, on tech, to connect with one another, to have those social relationships when we couldn't gather. And now it's really, a lot of Americans have found it's essential to their business as well. A lot of the small businesses leaned into the internet just to survive during COVID and stay afloat.
Well, a lot of them were selling on Amazon and Etsy and all these other platforms. The internet has allowed small businesses to sell anywhere in the world. I mean, we kind of forget about what a tool it is for it. Yeah.
It's been incredible, just the growth in small business. And so many of these companies too, you have Google, that have really propped up some of these small businesses as well, allowing them free advertising. And so I think that has gone a really long way. And I think, you know, businesses that don't have a presence online, some of them really struggle. I think it's an important aspect of their business to have a large presence online.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Come one, come all, it's the $125,000 carnival of cash and prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad, and we're chatting with Amy Boss from NetChoice about essentially internet choice. So talk to me a little bit about the Biden administration's approach versus what you think a Trump-Vance administration approach might be to all of these big businesses bad mentality.
So I think it's fair to say, I mean, we have some reasons to be optimistic that a Trump administration will help resume, America resume its tech leadership. You have Vice President nominee, J.D. Vance. He was a former tech venture capitalist. I think it's safe to say, we could see friendlier regulations, ranging from artificial intelligence to cryptocurrency is very big right now, lower taxes. Looking at the GOP platform that was just recently announced, you have Trump saying he will repeal the Biden EO, the executive order on artificial intelligence, but you also included a line saying he wanted to dismantle censorship and protect free speech online. And I think that's incredibly powerful. I think it's fair to say some of these issues have provoked both sides of the aisle. I think you have some Democrats saying, there's way too much misinformation or disinformation online. And then you have the right saying, our voices aren't being heard, we're being censored. So there's kind of this fight to control the narrative there. But that was welcome. That was a very welcomed stance to take in the platform, and one that NetChoice strongly supports. We believe that the federal government should not be colluding with tech companies to censor anyone. We love the idea that we have a lot of competition in this space with X, I think has really changed the name of the game. And Elon Musk has had much more open policy and less content moderation on in his service. And I think it's fair to say, too, that, Republicans, conservatives are actually doing really well on social media. They've definitely gained a voice where they maybe didn't traditionally have it in traditional legacy media.
I was just going to say that, we all saw during the election that there was this concern that, Meta was colluding with the White House to make sure only good things got out about Biden and bad things came out about Trump. So a lot of conservative Republicans really don't have a lot of faith in the internet right now. But there has been a change, I think, with Elon. But what else? How do you assuage conservatives that the internet can be good towards conservative issues?
Yeah, I think look at some of the top accounts on either X or Facebook. A large majority of those are conservatives. I think one thing that really conservatives are really looking at too is that we saw the Biden administration really put pressure on some of these companies during COVID to take down COVID again, misinformation to suppress, you know, the Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, there was a lot of pressure coming from the FBI. And that's something that NetChoice strongly opposes. The federal government can't coerce companies like that to take down information. They're not allowed to. They shouldn't use this as a backdoor way to do that. And so we've seen some progress on that front, especially from Republicans in Congress, saying, hey, let's put a stop to this. Let's make sure that we do have free speech on the internet, that the government isn't telling companies what to keep up or what to take down.
Right. So then is there legislation you guys are looking at in Congress that maybe puts some guardrails on some of the tech companies, but also protects consumers?
Yes. So Congressman Jim Jordan has really been leading this effort in the House. He has the Protecting Free Speech Act. And we've also seen some legislation come out from Senator Rand Paul, which would do the same, put those guardrails on the federal government. The federal government shouldn't be in the position of telling us what is misinformation or disinformation. As it turned out, a lot of the disinformation we saw during COVID turned out to be quite true. So that's dangerous territory to step in and one that we want to prevent.
So this administration seems to be kind of a major threat to free market capitalism to some extent, and that I think impacts our national prosperity. So can you elaborate on maybe how this FTC lawsuits and other actions are kind of hurting the industry, the technology and internet industries?
Yeah, so I think it goes back to you're spending a lot of time paying lawyers, paying regulators, and you look at some of the track record of the FTC and I'll be kind, it's terrible. They've lost a lot of cases. This is taxpayer money that they're spending on bringing these cases. And you even have career staff at the FTC FTC is supposed to be nonpartisan, who have left the agency because they see it headed to this totally different direction, one that they do not support, one that puts consumers aside, and again, kind of goes after a more progressive agenda and targeting companies that they simply don't like.
Well, it seems like Lina Khan has kind of a bad attitude towards big tech and really just toward technological innovation. Is this just her doing her own thing, or is this being blessed by the DOJ and the Biden administration?
So the writing was on the wall. So she actually used to work for Congress in the House Judiciary Committee. She wrote a report on companies she wanted to break up back then. This is almost 10 years ago. So this has been her mission essentially from day one. She wrote a Yale Law paper article as well, going after Amazon, Google. So she's definitely been on a mission. She's made her mission clear. And she's being... she's not letting these lawsuits stop her either. I think she views as going after these companies as a win in and of itself, and whether she wins or loses in court isn't really the issue here. It's sending a message to these companies.
Oh, well, it seems a little overkill to some extent. We're going to take a break, though. We'll be right back after this and talk a little bit more.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year. and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
It's one of the oldest scams in Vegas. Make them think one thing and pull off another. Meet Sam Brown, or as Republicans call him, Scam Brown. Brown created a special fundraising committee he said would be used to elect Republicans. But instead, Brown pocketed money for his own campaign. In fact, fewer than 2% went to helping other candidates. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for Sam Shad. I'm talking with Amy Boss from NetChoice. So I noticed that there's several lawsuits with NetChoice's name on it against Texas and other states. So it's not just what's happening in D.C. States are actually trying to regulate big tech and AI. What are some of those lawsuits you guys are involved with, and how are those going?
Yeah, I think a lot of state lawmakers look to the federal government. They realize it's kind of slow to act, so they want to enact their own laws. And this is really red and blue states that we're seeing some of these troubling legislative proposals. So yes, NetChoice has been in the news a bit lately. We had a couple cases before the Supreme Court. On a high level, what these court cases are about are companies' right to allow information online, what to keep online, what to take down, whose decision should that be? Should it be the federal or state government in these cases, or is that a First Amendment right of a private company? We would argue that is a right of a private company. These decisions, let me be clear, I think, some companies have not always made the right decisions in what content they keep up or what content is taken down, but that essentially is their right. So yes, Texas and Florida, both of those cases were remanded to state courts, but essentially good news for free speech, right? The court unanimously decided that private companies have a right to decide what information stays up and stays down.
Okay. But we're looking now at the courts, we're looking at Congress. How do we stop all these lawsuits, and how do we maybe develop some regulations at the federal level that go across the state so that you don't have this state mixture of how you regulate internet? It's like regulating the railroad across state lines. You can't really do it. So are you looking to the courts or to Congress for some help on this?
I think in many respects, we are looking to both. I think for Congress, I think first and foremost, we need a federal privacy law. I think that would solve a lot of the issues that folks have with online companies. What sort of data can be collected from you? What you have the right to delete? I think that that is a very appealing to both Republicans and Democrats to get a federal privacy law. That's number one. I think two, encouraging Congress to refocus on consumers, to promote innovation, preserve the American economy, and holding the FTC and DOJ accountable. I think a big responsibility of Congress is to provide oversight of these agencies. Congress has power of the purse. If these agencies are overstepping their bounds, it is imperative that Congress withhold funding or cut funding if it is being wasted.
So it seems your membership is pretty broad. I went online to your netchoice.org if you're interested. But it's a lot of the big tech companies, but it's also a lot of those platforms that allow small businesses to do trades and stuff. But a lot of the focus nowadays in tech is on AI development. And are your members concerned about how these lawsuits are sort of stifling the innovation that allows us to maybe compete with China? Are we concerned about how China is developing AI the way, and in competition to us?
Yes, it's something that we should definitely be concerned with. Like I said, in the beginning, AI is here. It's here to stay. It's only going to continue to grow. And I think we've kind of gone past the conversation of AI is, you know, super scary. It's going to, you know, destroy jobs and you know, it has all these really negative implications. And we need a more balanced conversation there. AI has a lot of potential as well, whether it's in education or in healthcare. So we need to allow this industry to grow. We still don't quite know 10 years what AI is going to look like. And to rush in and stunt, you know, what could be an incredibly beneficial tool will not serve us well. So yes, we want to make sure America continues to lead not only on tech innovation, but on artificial intelligence as well.
So this really does impact our day-to-day lives. So how can we as Nevadans get a little more, or just Americans in general, what should we be doing to help support protecting the internet and allowing free speech, and yet also protecting consumers? What should we be doing as just taxpayers and residents?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to contact your senators and contact your representatives in Congress, but also at the state level too. Because as I mentioned, you know, legislation is popping up in both federal government and the state legislature. Let them know that, you know, these are products that you love, that you don't want to see your Amazon Prime go away, that you don't want Google search to be broken up. They want to hear from constituents on this issue. And so I think it's really important to get out there, go to a town hall, make a phone call to your congressman and let them know that this has the potential to you know, impact services that you love.
All right. Well, thank you, Amy, for your time today. I appreciate it. I think I've learned a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back after this.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thank you for watching and listening to Newsmakers. You can watch us anytime at NevadaNewsmakers.com.